Hey everybody, this is Pam coming to you from the occasional podcast, He Stutters, She Asks Him. And you can find this podcast directly on the blog, Make Room for the Stuttering. And it's also a free download on iTunes. Today I have the pleasure and opportunity to speak with a friend from social media. So I'm going to be chatting today with, and I hope I say this correctly, Vivek. Hey, Vivek, how are you?
Hi, Pam. I'm good. And it's pronounced as Vivek. V-I-V-E-K is V, and V-E-K is pronounced as Vivek.
Okay, so let me try that again. Vivek.
Okay, that sounds cool. All right.
All right. Well, anyway, why don't you go ahead and formally introduce yourself to us, your full name and your age, and where you're from, and what you do with yourself, if you don't mind.
Okay. I'm Vivek, and I hail from Pune, India. I am 29 years old, and I'm a software engineer by profession, and I coordinate a stuttering self-help group and my company I work in as well. I'm also an active blogger, and I give free advices to people on various forums online. It's kind of a hobby of mine these days, you know.
Oh, so it sounds like you're involved in a whole bunch of different things in the stuttering community.
Kind of, yes.
How did you first get involved in the self-help community for people that stutter?
Well, I came in contact with the Indian Stammering Association in 2007. I attended few of their workshops, and I liked it. And after that, I thought that since my company has a lot of stutterers, it doesn't discriminate people because they stutter. So that is one good thing about my company. So my company took an initiative to call a psychologist for people who stutter. So I took the initiative, and I said I would like to start a self-help group here, and I was supported by the HR of the company, and this is how I started an SHG in my company itself. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing, because that's almost unheard of here in the United States, that anybody's company has a specific self-help group for people that stutter. I'm fascinated with that. Now you say you have a lot of people who stutter at your company. What's a lot? Like how many?
Right now in my list, we have almost 15 people.
Oh my goodness! Wow.
Yeah, that's right. And
Is it a large company?
It's a company of 3,800 employees.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So it's a one of a kind thing in India as well, because you find very few companies having self-help group in the company itself for people who stutter.
Yeah. So that in itself is pretty rare in India as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Now, of the 15 people on your list and in your company, how many are men and how many are women?
We don't have any woman stutterer in our company. So
Oh.
seen our men.
Well, are there any women that work there? Period.
Yeah, there are a lot of women working in our company, and in fact, especially in the software industry, if you compare the ratio of man to woman, women are leading in software industry here.
Oh. All right, but there just doesn't happen to be any women who stutter in the company, or at least not that you're aware of.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, pal.
Right,
Yeah.
cuz there could be some women, but they may be
Covert.
covert. Exactly. So what's the group like? I mean, does your company give you time during the work hours to have the meeting?
It happens after the work hours. I usually keep it on Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m. in the evening, and we book a conference room for that, and we are a happy bunch of people, share almost everything, so it's kind of nice there. Yeah.
And how often does the group meet?
Every Thursday?
Oh, it's every week.
Absolutely, yeah, right.
Great. And what types of things do you discuss at the meeting? Is it just work related issues, or could it be anything?
We have a lot of activities like presentation, group discussions, role plays, and story building. And initially, we all start off with breathing techniques and stuff. So we have a set agenda for every meet, and we stick to it. Yeah.
Oh wow. So it almost sounds a little bit like it's almost kind of like a th therapy support group.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of, yeah.
I mean, you all start off with the breathing technique, so does everybody participate, or if somebody doesn't want to do it, is that okay?
It's absolutely left to the individual, and if he is interested, he participates, and if he doesn't, then it's his own wish. Yeah.
Wow. And So you lead the group every week?
Absolutely. I am the coordinator of the SHG and my company.
And where did you learn the techniques that you bring forth to the group every week?
It's a long story, because I, as you know, we stutterers tend to go for anything and everything initially, anything and everything for the cure. And okay, so talking about my stuttering, shall I give a little history about my stuttering?
Sure, please, please do.
Okay, well, talking about my stuttering, as a kid, my stutter wasn't all that bad. In fact, I was master at concealing it. I was,
I can relate to that.
I was so good that nobody could notice that I had a stutter, but I had a lisp as well, and I was made fun of because of that sometimes. I still remember that in my third grade, my social studies teacher kind of made fun of the way I talked in the entire class. So,
Wait a minute. You mean the wow. So the adult was the one that made fun of you and not your peers?
actually, he, I had this habit of always answering a lot of questions in the class. So I don't know, all of a sudden what got into him, and he started imitating me. It had a kind of bad effect on me psychologically. But coming back to my experience as a stutterer, well, up till my eighth grade, stuttering was never an issue in my life. It was only after my ninth grade and higher secondary school years that it started getting worse. So, when I went to my engineering, my stuttering was at its optimum level. I still remember my first class in engineering. It was mathematics, and introduction was going on. I was sitting at my place counting the heads, waiting for my turn.
Oh, yeah.
And with every passing introduction, my anxiety level would go up, and I would feel my heart beating real hard. So when my turn came, I couldn't even utter a single word. My math lecturer, it was math class actually. So he said very bluntly, "Okay, let's skip him and next, introduce yourself." It was the most embarrassing moment of my life, because my first day in college, my chance to impress everyone, especially girls. just kidding. But I always had this habit of getting my first impression right. This thing really got me into back foot first up. So engineering was kind of a struggle for me because of that. I also got into drugs and alcohol because that would give me temporary fluency. But then again, it was only later when I realized that it was placebo when I started stuttering, even after getting on a high. But by that time, I realized that I was already addicted to it. It took a lot of willpower and determination for me to get out of that habit, but I must confess, if it wasn't for the weed and alcohol, I wouldn't have enjoyed my engineering days.
That's a very honest confession for you to make. But it's not unusual, I don't think, for people who stutter to try drugs and alcohol because, self-medication, oftentimes dulls the pain for us a little bit. Number one, and number two, I do think, just as you thought, a lot of people think that when you're high, you can achieve better fluency. But it sounds like you realize that that was not the way to go.
Absolutely right. So that's my story in a nutshell, Pam.
Well, I'm glad that you I'm glad that you shared that. I'm sure, obviously, there's a lot more to your story, but it definitely gives us some talking points. So, did you ever have therapy as a young man, or when the stuttering really became, as you said, at its optimum?
Yeah, absolutely. Speech therapy helped me when I was in my second year engineering. I had my first speech therapy when I was in my eighth grade, but I already told you that I was master at concealing my stutter.
Right.
So the therapist couldn't make out that I stutter, and she said that even if I have a stutter, I have a slight one, and it will fade off as I grow up, which obviously didn't happen. My actual speech therapy started in my second year engineering. It was only there when I gained more knowledge about my speech condition. Up till then, I was kind of ignorant. And because stuttering was never an issue in my life when I was young, I never bothered to explore more on it. My dad would say that I don't have a problem whenever my mom would point that I have a slight speaking disorder. And even in my eighth grade, it was my mom who took me to a speech therapist. And I've already told you that she didn't think that it was a problem.
Right.
So coming back to the point, speech therapy really helped me to understand and create awareness about stuttering within me. Until that point, I was always puzzled whenever people would ask about my speech impediment, I couldn't give a clear-cut answer to them. It was only then when I started exploring about stutter, and a few of the workshops are organized by the Indian Stammering Association also helped me a lot. Oh, and there is a national conference going to be held this December, which I'm looking forward to attending as well. Yeah.
Wow, so you're really involved now.
Yeah, I am involved these days. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what type of therapy is provided or available in India, and how do you pay for it? Because I'm sure it's very different than it is here in the States.
Yeah. In India, you have all sorts of speech therapies, it is kind of costly here, but you also have a few government-run hospitals and clinics which have a provision of speech therapy, and it's almost free there. But if you really want to have a good speech therapy here, you have to shell out a decent amount of money here, and you have all kinds of speech therapy. Like the one I attended, my first speech therapy, it was the therapist was following the prolongation technique.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the second one I attended, the therapist, they're concentrated on metronome approach, and I thought it was a waste of time because I never found it useful. And my real awareness about my about stuttering, etc., started after attending few workshops where I did voluntary stuttering. We went out in groups and we would simply stutter on purpose there, and it was a nice experience, and really, really it was.
That just sounds so funny to hear that voluntary stuttering was a nice experience. Why do you feel that was a positive experience? I mean, what was it like to be stuttering purposely?
To be very frank, if you really want to stutter on purpose, you don't actually stutter there. So it was kind of nice to see the reactions of people when you stutter on purpose, which you wouldn't actually see when you actually have a block.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so that was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now, is the way that you've been stuttering as we've been talking, is this your typical speech pattern?
Yeah.
So it's
almost.
So it's mostly blocking then.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And what helps you the most?
If I stop, pausing helps me a lot. And if I take a deep breath and then speak slowly, frame sentences properly in my head, and then deliver, I feel much comfortable if I do that. And by and large, pausing and few initiation techniques kind of help me out.
So, going back to the question about when you lead the groups, your self-help group at your workplace, you said that you always start off with the, breathing practices. So where did you learn that? Did you learn breathing techniques in therapy?
I learned breathing techniques and therapy as well, and I have also attended few of the online sessions. I learned coastal breathing and abdominal breathing techniques. Mostly, I feel coastal breathing helps me the most.
Okay, and what is that? What is that exactly?
Coastal breathing is when you use your lungs to breathe, and abdominal breathing is when you use your abdomen, like while inhaling, you tend to breathe from your chest in coastal breathing, and then abdominal, you breathe from your stomach. So that's the basic difference there.
And how does that help with your stuttering?
I have actually devised a kind of 6-step procedure, which I followed during my self-help group session. The first step I follow is I pause, concentrate, frame my sentences. The second step is I inhale using coastal breathing technique. I have given two more options in my self-help group. People use whatever they are comfortable with. And after inhaling, I leave the air. I use initiators, like I slide through the first sound of the word if I feel like I'll be blocking there. And after starting, I feel as if I am talking from my chest. And after that, I try to maintain a rhythm while speaking. And after I have used almost 90% of my breath, I exhale the air out, the remaining air out, and again, repeat the cycle.
It sounds like a lot of work.
It is. Yeah, that's right.
So you have to So even so, when you're leading the group, and even in regular situations, you have to consciously think about the techniques all of the time.
Absolutely. And I still haven't mastered this technique, but it kind of helps me if I do. So I prefer to use this technique whenever I can. Yeah.
So, what would you say is the perception of people who stutter in general by the majority of people in India that don't stutter?
You have all kinds of people here. I mean, the educated and uneducated, even you have few educated people who would at times laugh straight on your face. I call them educated fools. there do every now and then I come across few characters who would simply laugh on my face, and it doesn't usually happen, but yeah, it tends to happen every now and then. Yeah.
What type of awareness or education efforts are made throughout the country to help support people who stutter and have people that don't stutter have more understanding of what to do and how to react and how to listen? Or are there awareness efforts?
I think the awareness efforts have just started, and I mean, frankly speaking, the awareness level about stuttering in India is kind of on the lower side, and even I am helping the Indian Stammering Association. Indian Stammering Association is doing a good job here in spreading the awareness. So even I help in spreading the awareness whenever any workshops is held, or even if I get a chance to educate people, I do that. And frankly speaking, I never let an opportunity go by if I get a chance to educate people on stammering.
That's funny because I tend to do the same thing. I tend to seize every opportunity that I can to try to teach somebody who doesn't stutter what it's like for those of us that do. Because as you know, it's very hard for people that don't stutter to know what it's really like,
Absolutely, yeah.
to feel the pressure and the anxiety and very often the shame that we have. People who don't stutter, they just don't get it unless we tell them about it.
Yes, and I also think that it is not their fault, because until or unless you have this problem, you'll never realize or know how it feels like if you stutter. So it is very important to educate them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now you mentioned that Tisa is doing a very good job.
Yes,
I
yes.
think Tisa's doing a great job.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't check in as regularly as I once did, but I've seen the website and I see the blog and I see that a lot of you post and blog regularly, and there's a lot of activity with the self-help group. So I think for a non-government organization, that's kind of grassroots, I think Tisa's doing an incredible job raising awareness and support for all the people that stutter. So you should be very proud of the fact that you're so involved.
Yeah, I am. I am actually. Pam, it has just started here, and I think it is only going to grow.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what about efforts to help children that stutter? What does TISA do, and what does the healthcare system do?
TISA organizes a lot of camps for children who stutter as well.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and I don't know about the government, but I can say that TISA organizes camps in schools and even outside to spread the awareness and especially help children who stutter. That's right.
Do children who stutter, do they have a hard time in school? Do they, because you said that your experience wasn't too
Yes.
bad, but that's because you were covert. To your
Right.
knowledge, is there a lot of bullying of children who stutter?
As a kid, you don't really understand what you do. So, yeah, there are a lot of bullies. I mean, if you have a severe stutter, if you are a kid, then there has been cases where other normal kids bully stutterers a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, hopefully, as the self-help efforts grow and as TISA grows and broadens its reach, hopefully more children will be supported and helped, and there'll be more education available.
Yeah, I hope the same.
Yeah. Now,
Yeah.
you mentioned earlier that with that experience that you had in engineering school, and you were concerned about the importance of making a first impression, you also mentioned that it wasn't the impression that you wanted to make on the girls either.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What's that been like, if you don't mind venturing into a little personal area? Has it been tough for you, dating and socializing and stuff?
Well, I don't feel that I have had any problem in socializing, but dating, yes, I have had problems. In fact, I feel that it was, had I been as bold as I am right now, then I would have approached a lot more girls and made more girlfriends there.
Yeah. Now,
Yeah.
do you have a girlfriend now?
I had one. Right now, I don't know. I'm
Yeah, so anybody listening, you're an available, eligible bachelor.
Absolutely.
Now, when you meet, a girl, or you see a girl that you like, do you bring up that you stutter?
I always do, yes.
How
Wait.
do you do it?
Actually, I don't have to do it because if I approach her and I speak to her, she automatically gets that I have a stutter. So I have nothing to hide here.
And she knows right away that it is indeed a stutter, because I know sometimes, like here in the US, sometimes people have never encountered somebody who stutters. So,
Yeah, I know.
is it always that obvious?
I have to, if, most of the girls I have met, they knew what stuttering is,
Okay.
but there are few you have to explain what stuttering actually is to them, because they don't usually get it. So they usually tend to associate it with self-confidence and psychological factors and stuff like that. So I have to, I always have to educate them if I encounter someone who don't know about stuttering. So yeah, I have met few girls I like, and I had to educate them about my stuttering.
And were they okay with it once you told them about it, and let them know what it is and how you feel about it?
Well, most of the girls show a lot of empathy towards me, and I kind of hate that.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, it is there, and I don't know. I mean, they tend to empathize with me, and I have made girlfriends, but I have also found the odd ones who would simply say that I'm a nice guy and I'm good looking and stuff like that, but they really cannot take me as their boyfriend.
Yeah. Have you ever had anybody tell you that they think that your stuttering is cute?
I haven't had that pleasure yet.
The reason that I ask is that I've heard sometimes here in the US, that sometimes women find men who stutter, they think it's kind of cute, because provides for that vulnerability that, sometimes the macho confident man, you know, doesn't always show that vulnerability. So, you know, when the vulnerability of stuttering is exposed, like it is with us almost right away, I've heard sometimes that women seem to think that it's cute. I've never heard that the opposite way, that men think it's cute when women stutter. I don't know, what do you think? Do you know any women in India that stutter?
First of all, I think I should come to US and settle down there. I have never heard any girl telling me that my stuttering is cute. Okay, my take on women who stutter and men not finding it cute. Well, I don't know. I mean, if I don't know, I haven't seen any guy who speaks about women who stutters like that. At least not in front of me. I have had few female friends who stutter. But I think stuttering in women is completely different because they kind of try to hide it and they develop more complexes because of the stutter. So at least from what I have seen, my experience says that women are not more open about their stutter, and they kind of live in self-denial that they actually stutter.
Yeah, it's I'm glad that you mentioned that you think that there are differences, you know, in how men and women perceive their stutter, because I definitely believe that too. And I do think that we women who stutter, we try harder to cover it up, you know, because cause we think that it's, you know, even more of a weakness or a strike against us. But yeah, maybe you're right. Going back to what we you know, what we spoke of a few minutes ago, maybe your best bet is to just move here and find some of those women who think that it's cute when men
Oh,
stutter.
absolutely.
So what's your long-term goal? You're in engineering and you're approaching the ripe old age of 30, and you're involved very intensely with the self-help community. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Well, as of now, I don't know. But I would see myself more involved in spreading the awareness about stuttering here in India. And basically, I would like to be a setup of my own. I want to be an entrepreneur. Yeah, that's right. I had a website called VikingWarriors.in. It was an online gaming and discussion board. Yeah, that's right. But I couldn't manage to get enough traffic into it. So I eventually closed the project down, but I would like to start one very soon, and I'm just looking out for ideas and, of course, time. Yeah.
Right. And what about personally? Do you hope one day to get married and have children of your own?
First of all, I'll have to find a girl who would accept me as who I am. I mean, you have a hard time, especially in India, for a long time relation. If you have an impediment of sorts, it's mostly a compromise here, and I hate compromises. So until I find a girl who would accept me as who I am and what I am, I'll be happy staying single.
As we wind down, because our time has just absolutely flown here,
Oh, yeah, it has.
are you happy with who you are at this point in your life?
Absolutely, and I'm having a ball of a time. I mean, I have a great job. I have great friends here. I have never felt that my stuttering has made me socially inept in any way. So I have had problem in choosing my job options, of course, but by and large it hasn't helped me, and I'm happy with what I've got here.
Well, it sounds like you're very happy. I mean, I can hear it in your voice. You sound like you're at peace with
Absolutely.
who you are and what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely right, Pam.
'Cause it almost kind of radiates in your voice.
Okay. That's
Well,
it. Okay.
I'm so thrilled that we had this opportunity to chat like this, and that I had the chance to
Same here,
get
Pam.
to know you a bit. And I'm just really grateful that you were so honest and willing to share your story and a little bit about what life is like in India living with a stutter. So thank you so much for being on the show and for sharing a little bit about you.
Thank you so much, Pam, for having me on your show. Thank you.
You're most welcome. And this has been He Stutters, She Asks Him.